Midday stock market update, May 2nd, 1:02 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. The model a few minutes ago showed that if the market were to move to a new low for the day, that is take out 4,105.06 cash, then it will generate downside objectives near term, very short term, for 40.59, which is just above our 40.55 for the targets that we were doing for those level 3 and level 2, level 1 trends. This new downside would also be around 40.32, which is pretty close to the 40.26, pretty close to that range, that gap range that some people are talking about, around 40.20. And then that's the lowest it shows, but the point is this objective is pretty much inside that range of 40.55 to 39.94. It's kind of like additional information almost confirming we're on the right track for those lower objectives. Well, just a second ago, the market just went to a new low for the day. So that does cast a downward bias and makes those objectives on the table. They're for real. We want to consider them. Now, in the futures, we have a little bit different story. It's setting up objectives of 40.80s to 40.60s. And we're not coming up that with cash. This could mean something for overnight trade in the futures. It may just be additional downside objectives along the way, stair stepping, we don't know. But don't be surprised if they run it to 40.80s to 40.60s, bounce it some. But ideally, if it wants to go that low, it ought to go lower still. Now, trade above 41.69.81 that was established this morning in the cash market, that could create some upside objectives close to 4,300, but the model doesn't really favor that, and it's just saying even if it were to occur, it's probably not that high. The model definitely has a lingering bearish bias here, even though we're getting close to the Wednesday FOMC, Federal Reserve meeting announcement. We're seeing an increased number of people saying investors are expecting a half point interest rate hike. I'm not sure what a 3/4 point would mean to investors in the market. I'm not sure what a 1/4 point would mean. They could be disappointed. They could be very excited. It could be volatile. It could be emotional. They may not care. I will say that when it comes to interest rates, the model is now saying that we should stick with the scenario that we have a brand new uptrend in the interest rates, if I can bring up my chart quick enough here, that can mean higher interest rates by next week. And it looks very strong interest rate-wise, looks weak bond price-wise. We now have generated new upside objectives of around 3.18% on up to 3.29%. We're basically centering that around 3.2%. Well, if I recall, there's been some Wall Streeters and bond market people and economists and analysts talking 3.2 up to 3.4% would mean something significantly. I've got to go back and research what does that really mean. What I can tell you is we got these upside objectives for, say, 3.2%. If we draw a trend line in recent weeks of the highs of interest rates, it goes in the next 3 days, it goes right through that range up to that 3.29%. By the fourth or fifth day or something, it would be above it. So that trend line should also be watched for resistance where they may pull the interest rate back down and buy bonds and put bonds up a little bit. The market is kind of overbought interest rate-wise, oversold short-term bond price-wise, but it's looking like they're going to sell more bonds and they're going to put the interest rate higher, and the stock market may not appreciate that at this time. Okay, so news-wise, I think the market did not find bullish reasons to buy stocks off the PMI manufacturing, and I really doubt they're going to find it off the services. Maybe they'll change their mind later off the services later this week. I think they're primarily now just focused on the FOMC meeting, but I still think by the time we get to at least Wednesday, when that meeting is about wrapping up, they ought to buy the market, okay? And again, I'm not convinced we want to trust that buying or demand. It may just be short covering, not quality demand. But if a moment, it looks weak, here we are at midday, and we're going to a new low for the day, they may well yet want to pound this on down to that 40-20 gap for the S&P 500. Don't have much else to say. The oil market recovered somewhat. Gold is trying to recover. They're trying to get over the shock, the same in some of the grains. But at the same time, I look at oil thinking by next week it ought to be down anyways. Now that could be a positive for the stock market. So at any rate, no sign of a bottom in the stock market as of midday here. It's looking weak, and it looks like we've got the downside objectives. And I think until it takes out the high of today, day session high in the cash, we just have to assume the weakness is going to continue. When it takes out that high, I'm not so sure I want to trust any kind of objective that's up by a huge amount, because I'm concerned it's just a knee-jerk reaction to get this Fed meeting out of the way, and then there may be more selling as well. Again, no signs of a bottom, still looks like a weak market. Fascinating that it took them quite a while of trying to figure out what they want to do. I'm not convinced they truly know what they want to do, but in the last few minutes, it's looking like they're starting to lean towards sell some more. The demand just is not here for U.S. stocks. Past results not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.